Hi, I'm Anu Singh, Chief of the Emergency Department at Kaiser Permanente, Orange County. And after a busy, tiring shift, I love listening to OC Talk Radio.
There you go.
And after a busy, tiring shift, I bet she would love to go down to Huntington Beach go down to Pacific City and relax down there.
The spas.
Surf City, USA.
Surf City, USA. We love it. Okay, we have with us here today Huntington Beach Councilwoman Barbara Del Glaze, the president of DJM Capital Partners, Mr. Lindsay Parton, and the City of Huntington Beach Deputy Director of Business Development, Kelly Fritzel. And now we are going to
drag it out a little bit. I forgot to pull up the ID here. Hang on.
We are in delay. I have to stretch. Okay.
You have to stretch.
So we are going to have our game show segment, which we love, which we are going to have our CEO of ACCOC introduce for us.
And now, Rutan and Tucker present...
Is It a Law?
Okay, thank you, Heather Stratman. Is It a Law? Okay, these are going to be five, not questions, but laws, and you have to determine whether or not these are real laws or whether or not we just made them up.
And they're easy. They're obvious.
They're obvious, right. Yeah. Okay, first one. In Oklahoma, it is illegal to have a sleeping donkey in your bathtub after 7 p.m.
Is it a law?
Is it a law in Oklahoma? Illegal to have a sleeping donkey in your bathtub after 7 p.m.?
I would say yes.
You'll say yes. You'll say that's absolutely illegal.
I would agree.
No sleeping donkeys in Oklahoma in bathtubs. What do you think, Kelly?
I agree.
Absolutely agree. All three of you are right.
See?
So you're starting 1-0.
They're obvious.
Very easy. Very good. Okay.
Earlier in the day is okay, but after 7, no sleeping
donkeys. By the way, we should note, since we have a City of Huntington Beach represented here, we've had two people go 5-0.
That's right.
In 2 years. And you know who one of them is,
yes,
right?
Yes, I do.
He reminds you every time you see him at the city council meetings. Okay. Well, let's show him up today. Okay.
Yeah.
In California, if you receive a free drink refill, it is technically a form of tax evasion because you haven't paid the sales tax for that additional drink.
Is it a law?
Is that a law? When you get those free drink refills at Carl's
Jr., kind of makes sense.
Are those technically illegal?
Could be. Oh, what? TikTok.
You know, I'd have to agree with you. It is kind of ridiculous, but I'm going to say no.
You're going to say no on that.
Only because it seems like it's done so much. So you enlighten me today.
And you would think that the state government would find a way to tax it if it was truly illegal. What do you think?
I think it's California. It probably is true.
It probably is true. Yeah, never underestimate the tax bite that Californians will take. What do you think, Kelly?
I'm going to say no because they probably charge you for the first drink for all of the refills.
Mm. Oh, they just double up on the first time through. Yes, Kelly and Barbara, you are both correct. It is not a law in California, yes. Although, to Lindsay's point, it probably will be soon. All right. Exactly. In South Carolina, it is unlawful for a minor under the age of 18 to play a pinball machine.
Is it a law?
I would say yes.
You'll say yes to that one. In South Carolina?
I'd say yes to.
It's illegal to play pinball?
Yes.
Kelly?
I'm going yes.
You're going yes on that as well. Okay, and you're all correct. It is.
Wow. We got trouble, my friends, right here in South Carolina.
Right?
Starts with P and 00L. Pinball.
Pinball instead of pool, but Okay, question four. Got a couple 3-0s.
Got a couple of 3-0s. A
couple 3-0s here, so we'll see. Okay. Those interested in running for elected office in Tennessee are prohibited from doing so if they've been a contestant in a duel.
Is it a law?
They've been a contestant in a duel.
Wow, is that disqualifying?
I would just have to say yes.
You'll say yes.
So bizarre. Yeah.
That is very bizarre, but, you know, back in the 1800s,
that's what
maybe.
I was thinking.
Yeah? What do you think, Lindsay?
So. Yes. I'll
agree. You'll say yes on that
I'm following Barbara's lead.
I'm going yes also.
You're going to just stick with
smart
the tailwinds.
Smart people.
That's right. Hang on to those coattails. It's gotten you 4-0 so far. I should make Kelly go first next time.
Now, wasn't Andy Jackson from Tennessee, or am I off on that? Because he was in a duel before he became president.
Andrew Jackson?
Yeah. I don't know if he lived in Tennessee or Kentucky. He lived in one of those states.
May have been. Maybe that's where the rule, maybe that's where the law came from.
Hermitage? Isn't that where it's somewhere down there? Anyway, all right.
All right. So last one. All right.
We have
potential for 5-0 here from two of our contestants here.
We've gone 2 years with one person, and last week we had another 5-0 person.
Yeah, so. We may have another one here. Okay. Right. In Texas, it is illegal to peer over your neighbor's wall into your neighbor's yard.
Is it a law?
I'm going to say yes.
You're going to say yes on that one. What do you think,
Lindsay?
Crazy.
Illegal to peer over
that
wall.
I'll follow Barbara again, sure.
Sure, why not? What do you think, Kelly?
I'm going to go no.
You're going to go, no? We have a 5-0.
All right, Kelly.
And it's Kelly.
Oh, it's Kelly.
It's 5-0. That is not a law.
Now, what made you buck the trend there? You were going...
She was going along coattails everywhere
Texas,
else.
They don't like laws.
That's true. In Texas, you're absolutely
well
right.
Well done. Well said.
Yep, they absolutely don't. They are big into personal liberty and personal freedoms in Texas, that's for sure.
Now, we're going to have all three people come back and do a face-off at some point. You know.
At some point, we'll have to have all the 5-0s back.
100 shows. Coming up soon. Yeah.
Okay, well, we'd like to thank our friends at Rutan & Tucker for bringing us that segment.
Hi, I'm Mark Austin, a partner at the law firm of Rutan & Tucker. With roots in Orange County tracing back to 1906, Rutan is the county's largest full-service civil law firm with particular expertise in the field of public agency law. Today, Rutan's attorneys successfully represent scores of cities and other public agencies, as well as many developers and other private clients, as they navigate California's complex governmental regulations, land use laws, and environmental laws, including the California Environmental Quality Act and many others. For more information about how Rutan can assist you, call me, Mark Austin, at 714-662-4677. That's 714-662-4677. Visit us online at Rutan.com. That's Rutan.com.
Hi, this is Wendy Bucknam, City of Mission Viejo, and I'm here to listen to the City Square.